Proclamation number 6944 of 14th of October, 1957. Task of Christ's Fighters. Fight the battle with all zeal against error and lies. Know that I have chosen you to be my fighters, to whom I give the task to fight with the sword of the mouth for me and my kingdom. I don't want you humans to go against each other and inflict bodily harm on each other. I don't want the strong to abuse his strength against the weak. I don't want a battle for the sake of earthly possessions, but you shall wage one battle which is just, the battle against untruth, against false doctrines, as long as they concern me myself and my kingdom, which is not of this world. For misguided teachings prevent people from feeling love for me, and misguided teachings have led many souls to my adversary. But the misguided teachings also originated from the adversary, and therefore you should fight them if you want to serve me. Wherever you recognize that people's thinking is wrongly guided, you should be active in enlightening them and oppose the truth to the teachings which are advocated by them. For only truth is able to give light, only truth can promote the soul's development, whereas untruth causes the soul's cover to become increasingly denser and the human being lives in darkness, in ignorance and wrongly guided thoughts. I guide the pure truth to earth. You who receive it should pass it on and not be afraid to cause offense. But you will have to fight, for my adversary will fight you. He will also oppose you with his fighters, but you should and can withstand them because your weapon is sharp, because your weapon is truth which no one is able to refute as soon as you speak in my name and thereby give me the opportunity to speak through you myself. And truly, no one will be able to ward off my blade, it will strike and incapacitate the adversary. And especially in the last days so many opinions will come to light. Many will believe themselves called to stand up for the truth and yet eagerly advocate lies and error, because this is the adversary's cunning to feign divine activity where human work is unmistakable. And because they neglected to take the path to me directly with questions which were also raised in them in the beginning, which certainly would have been answered truthfully by me. And thus they will now prove to be opponents to you, they will attack the pure truth from me and seek to invalidate it in the influence of the one who is an enemy of truth. And then your counterattack will be necessary, then you should only quietly appeal for my help and you can take up the battle without worry and you will emerge victorious. My word truly has great strength, and if you let me myself speak through you, you will certainly wield a good blade and the adversary will have to retreat in a weakened state. The truth will be victorious. Therefore don't be fearfully silent where speaking is appropriate but fight with the sword of the mouth, because I myself instruct you to do so in realization of the great spiritual misery which is the result of error and lies. Only truth can banish this misery, only truth brings light to people. And they must walk in the light if they want to take the right path which leads to the aim but which can never be found in the darkness of night. Amen.